Can you consider your future with the assurance that everything up ahead will be cared for? You can say, no matter what it is, God will take care of things. Well, David had this assurance. He could say, I shall not want. Can you say that and really mean it? Stay with us as we look into this wonderful 23rd Psalm once again. In the first verse of the 23rd Psalm, David makes a startling prediction concerning himself and his future, saying, I shall not want. He was not thinking of a day, a week, a month, or even a year. He actually meant, I shall never want. How could he be so positive? Well, it's very simple. David was a wealthy man, you see. But at the same time, he offers no hint that his wealth provided this confidence. In fact, just the opposite. For in Psalm 62, verse 10, he alluded to the insecurity and uncertainty of riches, saying, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. David's statement, I shall not want, could be interpreted as sheer presumption or vain boasting. How does anyone know what tomorrow will provide? What do we know about the future? You can see how ridiculous this could be. When you realize, however, what preceded the phrase, there can be no question as to its feasibility. David's assurance that every need of his life would be supplied was not contingent upon the abundance of his riches, the greatness of his power, or his ability to achieve, but solely on the principle that he belonged to the Lord. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Because of this realistic relationship with God, David could say with boldness, "I shall not want." How marvelous it is to know that in a world of confusion and darkness, the true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ can say, I shall not want. It is the privilege of everyone who has entered into a personal experience with the Son of God as Lord of all. He promises in Romans 8, verse 32, He that spared his own Son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God is to be trusted, not for some things, but for all things. Some believers talk about trusting the Lord, but few seem really to practice it. They trust God while all is well, but when confronted with adversity or shrouded in mystery, faith vanishes. They worry, fret, and complain, looking in every direction but up. How foolish when God tells us in Matthew 6:34, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. If you have truly believed in Jesus Christ for salvation, you are his possession. He will not forsake you. In Psalm 34, verse 10, he assures us that they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. How ridiculous for those of us who belong to him to doubt his unerring wisdom and providential care. Has worry ever accomplished anything in your life? I heard of someone who said he did find worry to be advantageous. The things he worried about never happened. Doubtless this could be said of most of us. But actually, worry in the believer is a denial of faith and the repudiation of the power and wisdom of God. There are no limits to God's ability to undertake for every occasion. He has graciously promised to care for all the needs of your life. Listen, God says, "But my God shall supply all your need." Spiritual needs, mental needs, physical needs, financial needs, or whatever it may be, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There are absolutely no boundaries to the scope of God's possessions. For this reason, he can fulfill all his promises. Realize fully God's abundance. We must trust him wholeheartedly. As sheep, reliantly trust the shepherd. So believers are to rely confidently upon God. Let me ask, has there ever been a time in your life since you've been a believer when God in his love and mercy failed you? Well, you know he never has, and he never will. How many times have we failed him? Oh my, many, many times. But he has never failed us. I understand that sheep were the most helpless of all animals, and somebody else has added the dumbest of all animals. But they know how to walk by faith. Some of us, with our burdened hearts and confused minds, have not learned this simple truth. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are told to walk by faith, not by sight. The story is told of George Mueller. You may have heard it. George Mueller had been known for his boundless faith and implicit confidence in God. Years ago, he founded and directed a splendid orphanage in England. At times, there were insufficient funds to carry on, but the Lord always responded to the humble entreaties of this dedicated servant. One day, as Mr. Mueller sat down to breakfast with the children, he explained that they had no milk, but that they should go right ahead and thank God for the milk because their Heavenly Father knew their need and would provide. As they prayed and thanked God for what they did not yet receive, someone knocked at the door. When the prayer was completed, Mr. Mueller answered, and there stood a milkman who explained that his milk wagon had broken down in front of the orphanage and it was necessary to dispose of the milk. He offered it all to the orphanage absolutely free. Yes, dear friends, God does supply every need if we are in a right relationship with him. He says in Psalm 34, verse 9, there is no want to them that fear him. Now, to fear God is to permit him to direct in all things. It is to trust his guidance and leadership under all circumstances. David could say, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will never forsake the righteous. Well, I hope you know him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't, just let me say in closing, he loves you with an everlasting love, and he desires that you claim Jesus as your Savior for eternity. Do it right now if you never have. Blessed God, I thank you for the marvelous way in which you undertake. Many times your ways are mysterious, but you are in full control. Do wonders today for some who are in need of help, I pray. Glorify your name in it all. For Jesus' sake, amen.